Good morning. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be talking about winners and losers and determine whether or not we are winners, because we want to be winners in life, don't we? It seems like we would. You know, it's not a secret that winners do things that other people don't or won't do. Winners make choices to do the things that need to be done even when they don't want to. Winners make choices to do things that need to be done when they're hard, even when they're hard. So winners are actually people who do the things that other people don't do or other people won't do. Winners have a clear picture of what they want and where they're going. And winners do the preparation. Winners do the practice. Winners do the work. Winners visualize themselves winning long before they are actually ever in the race or in the game. Winners take action. So, have you determined what you want? Have you created a detailed path of how you'll get there? Have you listed what resources you'll need and come up with some creative ideas of how you will get them? Have you evaluated your values and priorities? Are you using your talents, skills, and abilities to your full capability? Do you do something every day toward your goals? You know, when I was a child, my father used to always put goal stars in an old spiral notebook. You know, spiral notebooks were what they used to use instead of what we use, our calendar and our telephone. You know, they didn't have a cell phone back then. They didn't have a calendar that they could go and put things in. So my dad would write in a spiral notebook, and he would write his appointments and his goals and where he was going and what he was going to do each week right in that spiral notebook. And one day the notebook fell on the floor, and I saw it, and it had gold stars pasted on various pages. And I said, "Daddy, what are those gold stars about?" And he said, "Well, when I have a good day and I achieve something, I put a gold star on what I've achieved." He said, "It makes me feel good inside myself about who and what I am." And he said, "On the days when I achieve a lot of things, I put two or three gold stars." He said, it's a way of rewarding myself. Well, I thought that was kind of strange for a grown man to do that. But he said, you know, you have to reward yourself, or that little voice inside of you starts to think, well, what about me? I need something too. And so I wanted to do that, and I didn't have a way to do it because I didn't have goals. I was young. So my dad taught me about goals. He taught me how to set goals. He taught me to get out a notebook and write the goals in the notebook. And then when I would accomplish it, I would put the gold star in. So I was a fortunate child that I had someone that helped me learn to do that when I was very, very young. Because see, I've always been sort of fascinated with people who are successful. I've always wanted to be successful. Even when I was a child, I wanted to have success. And I started studying early on. And again, I think that's because of my dad, because he was a salesman, and salesmen always used to study the successful people, and they studied motivational things. And so we had a lot of those kinds of books around the house, and I would study that, and I learned that winners do the things that losers don't want to do. People who accomplish things in life, those are people who have a different mode of thinking than people who don't. Like the people who are in the Olympics, the people who win in the Olympics, that get to the finish line, who go across, who get their gold medals and their silver medals and their bronze medals. Those people think differently than a lot of people. You see, they're disciplined. They get up every day and they do what they have to do to reach the goal, to reach the goal of winning. And so what do? Do we get up every day and have the discipline to do the things that we want to do in order to reach that goal? You see, we have to clarify our priorities. We have to know what it is that we want more than anything else in the world. And there are so many of us walking around out there that we don't know what we want more than anything in the world. We don't know that this is the thing we want to accomplish. Or it's a lot of hard work, and we don't want to work that hard in order to get there. But winners have a clear picture of the success that they desire, and they describe that success in detail. They get really clear on it. They get a picture of it, and they hold that picture in their mind because that picture in their mind helps them to achieve the greatness that they desire. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to have one picture and only one picture. You might need to be flexible at some time or another. Maybe you realize at some point that this goal that you're going after is not achievable and you can do something else. You can change. I'm not saying that you can't have more than one goal or you can't change your goal along the way. But if you really, really want something, you have to be clear about it, clear about what you want. You have to think in terms of every little detail of what it's going to take in order for you to get whatever it is that you want. And you need to clearly articulate your goals. You need to write them down and be sure that you know exactly what it is that you want. You could sit down and do an exercise and just think about the 8 different areas of your life and think, what do I want in these 8 different areas of my life? And what are the areas in our lives that we probably want to have goals in? You know, there are areas in our lives that create stress. And if we're not accomplishing things in those areas, then we're not able to deal with the stress of our lives. So let's think about those. The 8 different areas are your relationships. Do you have goals for your relationships? Of course, you want the relationship to work. You want it to be good. So you need to be specific. What is it going to take to make that relationship work? Your health, that's very important, because if you don't have health, you're not going to have anything else. What is it going to take for you to be healthy? Write down your goals. What is your perfect weight? What is a good day to you? What does health mean to you? Does it mean that you're eating properly? And what are you eating? Does it mean that you feel good? Does it mean that you're mentally sound? What is it going to take for you to be healthy? Your spiritual life. What is it that you believe in? What is your goal for your spiritual life? And write that down. What is your goal for your education? For the things that you're going to learn. Like right now, I'm studying internet marketing. Now, a lot of people might say, well, wow, you're old enough. You should be retiring. But you know what? I like learning, and I want to do something new and something different. And internet marketing fascinates me. In fact, the internet fascinates me. And so I have goals to do that. That's my educational goal. You might have a goal to go back to school or back to college. You might have a goal to learn a new skill in some way. So you want a goal in the area of education. And what about your career? You need a goal in your career area. Where are you going? Where do you want to end up? What do you want to do? And so you have to make goals for that. Maybe you say, well, I don't want a big high goal in career. I want a retirement. Well, retirement is also a goal. You have to have X number of dollars in order to retire, in order to relax, in order to not have to worry about money for the rest of your life. I don't think you want to get to be 65 years old and live on whatever it is that Social Security has to offer for you today, because while Social Security is great, it's not enough money to really live a great lifestyle in this day and age, and who knows how long it's going to be there. So you have to have a goal for what you're going to do in order to be able to retire. And what about your finances? What kind of goals do you have there? Have you set a goal for yourself for your finances? How much money do you need every month? How much money are you going to need in order to take that vacation that you want to take? How much money are you going to need in order to get that new car that you want to get? You know, so these are the various areas of our lives that we have to seriously think about and set some goals. And another one of the areas of our life is recreation. Are you having fun? We need some recreation goals. You know, some people just work, and they don't set a goal for having fun. They don't take care of that child part of their selves, that inner child that's in there that needs to have some fun. You need fun in order to have balance in your life And that balance is going to help you with your health. You know, all these different areas, they kind of overlap. And so it's important to set your goals in each of these areas. And also, what about in your community? Do you have a goal for what you do in your community or in your city or in your world in order to make the world better? Because if each and every one of us have a goal to make the world better, don't you think we could make a better world? Of course we could. So we want to be aware that we want to live a balanced life and we need to have goals in all of these areas. Robert Fulghum, the author, said in one of his books, Everything I Ever Wanted to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, he said, be aware of wonder. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some. Think about that. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some. That says we need balance. We need balance in our lives. So the eight areas that we're talking about are relationships, health, spiritual, education, community involvement, recreation, career, and finances. So we want to set goals in all of those areas in order to keep our life balanced and have a really good life and be a winner and see ourselves as winners, because it's important that we see ourselves as winners. It's important that we do the things that we need to do in order to achieve our goals, in order to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, in order to have a good life, in order to have time to relax and spend time with our families, and to play some, and to dance and sing some, and to paint and draw. It's important that we have time to do all of these things. So we want to set our goals in our eight different areas of our life. And once you know where you want to go and you have created that detailed outline, that detailed map of how to get there, and you've listed the specific steps that you want to take, well, once you know that, you're halfway there. If your aim is to make a lot of money, you can't work at some little menial job. That's not going to do it for you. You're going to have to figure out what to do to make a lot of money. See, you have to choose a path and not let people talk you into going somewhere else, into doing something else. My dad used to say that if you have a goal, your goal is like your North Star. It keeps you headed in the direction of where you want to go. And it makes it easier for you to say no as well. It makes it so much easier for you to say no. When someone comes up with an idea of something else to do or someplace to go or something fun that we all want to participate in, if that's not in keeping with your goal, then you say no. No, it's not in keeping with my goal. It's not on my path. And you don't have to give the person a reason or an excuse. You know that it's not right for you, that you have to do what you have to do to accomplish what you want to do and to reach your goal. I mean, if you were an athlete training for the Olympics and someone said, oh, don't practice today, don't go out and practice, come with me and do this, come with me and let's go to the movies, come with me and let's go sit in the park and do nothing, you wouldn't say, okay, because that's not a part of your goal. You'd say, well, maybe I can come to the movies with you later on this evening. Right now, I have to practice. Right now, I have to put this much time into this. Because that's what winners do. Winners go after what they want. They accomplish the things they want to accomplish. And you know, if you set a goal and it turns out that you just don't quite reach that goal, that's okay too. Because if you work every day towards that goal, you're going to be a lot further along than those people who don't have a goal at all. And so you have to work at this goal every single day. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we are talking about, are you a winner? Are you? Of course you are. If you feel like you're not, then you need to take a good, serious look at yourself and say, what can I do to be a winner? And that's what we're talking about today, the things that you can do to be a winner. Another thing that you can do to be a winner is go on over to my website, judymorio.com, and sign up for our free newsletter. You'll get a newsletter every month that will give you some great motivation, some great ideas on how you can make your life better. And you just go to judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up for that newsletter. And you'll also get a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. Realize who you are. And you know, so many times it would be important for us to realize who we are because so many of us don't realize how important that we are to this world, to the people around us, and to ourselves. So sign up for the free newsletter and you'll get that recording. And while you're there, you can also click on the button to sign up for our Choices magazine. Choices magazine right now is a free magazine. It comes out 4 times a year. We have fabulous writers and motivational speakers who write articles for the magazine, and every magazine is themed. 1 month it'll be on personal growth, another month it'll be on health, another month on happiness, and those magazines are all in the archives there, so when you click on the one to get the current issue, of, you can also see the other archive ones, and there's some fabulous articles in there that you'll want to read and some really interesting information that'll help you make your life even better than it already is. So go on over to judymorio.com and get your copy of that magazine as well. And while you're at it, send me an email and let me know what it is that you would like to hear about on our show, because on Choices, This show is about you. It's about the things that you want to know. So you tell us what you want me to talk about, and I'll talk about it. The show today is for Joe. He said he wanted to know what was the difference in a winner and a loser. And so could I please talk about that? So that's what we're talking about today. Winners and what it takes to be a winner and how you can be a winner. And not only that, how you can see yourself as a winner. Because, you know, it's one thing to be one, it's another to see yourself that way. And that's the important thing. I believe that winners do see themselves as winners because they know that they have to be disciplined to do the things that they need to do in order to accomplish their goals. How long does it take in order for you to accomplish your goals? How long does it take in order for you to say, okay, I'm a winner now? Well, when you accomplish your goal, you'll feel that way. But I think we can also feel like a winner on the way. And how long do you keep going? How long does it take? Well, until you achieve it. That's the way it is, until you achieve it. One time somebody said to me, and I didn't know if he was teasing or not. I do a lot of work with American Indian tribes up in the Northwest, in the Pacific Northwest. And one of the wonderful tribal people said to me, he said, you know why the rain dance works? And I said, well, no, I guess I don't. And he said, because we keep dancing until it rains. And I loved that. And even if he was just teasing, I think it's good for us to think about it seriously. Stay with it. Stay with it until it rains. That's why it works. And that's why goals work. You just stay with it until you make it work. You have to persevere. You have to be persistent. You have to hang in there. And, you know, sometimes we have to modify what it is we're doing. Don't keep doing the same old thing in the same old way. If it's not working, go back and be willing to modify. Go back and do something a little differently. You know, Thomas Edison had over 10,000 experiments that came up with all kinds of inventions before he actually came up with the light bulb, over 10,000. And along the way, in that 10,000, he invented a lot of other things, so he wasn't a failure, but it took 10,000 tries before he got the light bulb. And so, what did Thomas Edison say? Well, supposedly, he said, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And that can be the same thing for you and I. We have to just keep going back and be persistent and just keep working at it until we get the result that we want in our life. If we don't get the result we want, then we back up, we look at it, we do something differently. We do it a different way. You know, you don't have to concentrate 24 hours a day on your goal, but you do have to put a certain amount of time in on your goal every day. I made a journal for myself, and they are available if you want to get one for yourself, and it's called an achievement journal. And in it, I write in my goals in all those different 8 areas of life. And I also paste the pictures of my goals in the journal. A lot of people make like vision boards where they put it up on the wall and they see their goals up on the vision board. I put them in my journal because I look in my journal every day. So every day I flip through the pages for the 8 different areas of my life and I look at the pictures I have of my goals. And that keeps the goal in the forefront of my mind. And then I write every single night, I write what I did today toward accomplishing my goal, what I did today toward accomplishing my goal, so that I can see the steps that I've taken in order to make it happen. And I can also see what didn't work. I did this thing and I got this result, or I did this thing and I didn't get a result. And then that way I know not to keep repeating the same kinds of behaviors. And I write that in my journal every single day. And you know, each year I do this right around New Year's Eve. I get a group of friends together and we put all of our pictures in the journal and then we write in it all year. And when we do that, things start to happen. Things start to get accomplished. Things start to work. And so I do it every year. And you know what happens? About June or July of the year, everything I wrote in my goals book for the entire year has already happened by June or July. I've already accomplished it. Why? Because I kept it in the forefront of my mind by looking at it on a daily basis, by being aware of it, by constantly keeping it in the forefront of my mind. And that's what you need to do. Get those goals written down, cut out the pictures of the things that you want, and every day write in your book what it is that you have accomplished that will help to move you forward toward your goal. You'll be amazed at how it starts to work. It's actually a success program. It's a whole success program. If you want to be successful, you have to stay concentrated on your goals. If you want to be a winner, you have to do the practice. You have to do the work. And you have to hold yourself accountable. And by having the achievement journal, you are holding yourself accountable. And if you can get a friend to do it with you, a partner, you get a success partner, somebody who will do it with you. And you'll write in your journal every day. And maybe once a week, you read to the other person what you've written every day in your journal so that you stay on track. Some of us can't seem to do this by ourselves, and so we need to get a partner to help us. A lot of people get a coach. I know it's amazing how many people hire me as their coach just to help them stay focused on their goals, just to help them stay focused on their goals. Recently, in fact, pretty recently, it was just about 5 months ago, I had a lady hire me, and she said she really couldn't afford a whole year, but could she hire me for 3 months? And I said, well, can you achieve your goal in 3 months? She said, I think I can with your help. And I said, okay, let's make a plan. And she wanted to write a book. We made a plan in order for her to write her book. And she wanted to write 12 chapters. That meant she had to write a chapter a week and send it to me, and I edited it and sent it back to her, and she had to make all the corrections. So every week we had to get one chapter done. And you know, in 12 weeks we had that book finished. We had it finished. And then we got it published, and it's already out there, and it's selling really, really well. And this has all happened in less than 6 months. In less than 6 months. And because my company published her book, I know how many books she's selling. She's already sold close to 1,000, and she only wrote it a couple months ago. We only just finished it. So can you do it? Are you a winner? Are you willing to put in the time and the effort and make it happen? Of course. And if you can't do it by yourself, then get someone to help you. And if you need a coach, call me. We'll talk about what we need to do in order to help you achieve your goal. And so call me, Judy Mario. That's at 702-896-2228, area code 702-896-2228. We are all winners. We have the ability to be winners. You see, winners have a timeline. And so you have to set your goals and say, these are the dates when I'm going to do what I'm going to do. My student, my coaching client, what happened to her was we set those goals, one chapter a week. And you're saying, well, yeah, well, that's probably easy for somebody who has nothing else to do. This lady had other things to do. She has a full-time job. She has a husband. She has children. She has a grandchild who has a life-threatening disease, and she has to spend a great deal of time at the hospital. I mean, this lady did this book on top of everything else she had to do. You say, well, when I come home from work at night, I'm tired. Well, I'm sure she was tired, too. But you see, if you want to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish in your life, you have to make the effort to do it. You know, if success were easy, everyone would achieve it. Everyone would have enough money. They would have enough accomplishment. They would have enough education. If it were easy, success is not easy. Being a winner is not easy. You have to make the effort to make it work. See, this lady didn't have an easy life, but she had a goal. She had something that she wanted to accomplish, and she got it done. And she asked for help. She went to the right person. That's another thing. When you're asking for help, be sure it's the right person. So many times in life, I've allowed people who told me they know how to do something to talk me into letting them help me, and they were not the right people. And so you be sure you have the right person who can help you. Be sure when a person tells you, I can help you do this, be sure they can. That's so very important. See, you might want to do something, you might want to accomplish something when you don't have your clear-cut goal, but it just isn't going to work. You have to have a clear-cut goal. Because it's kind of like if you get in a car. You get in a car and you don't know where you're going. What do? You just drive around and you drive around and you drive around and you get nowhere and you probably end up back where you started, right? But if you get in your car and you know that you want to go to a certain place, what do? You figure out how to get there, right? You look at the map, you see the checkpoints, you see the timeline, and you get yourself there. And this is what I'm talking about. You have to make yourself a map for your success. You need a journal. You need an achievement journal. You need a map. Go on over to my website, judymoyo.com, and just take a look at that achievement journal. You'll be amazed if you use it, what it will do for your life. It's a map. I've already mapped it out for you. You don't have to map it out. I have mapped it out. All you have to do is fill in the blanks. It's like a template. You say, here's where I want to go. This is what I want to do. Here's my pictures of what it is. And then you map it out step by step by step. And there's a bonus in there, too. I put feeling stick gold stars in the back so that every time you accomplish one of your goals, you can give yourself a gold star. You will be amazed how good it feels inside when you put in that gold star that says, I accomplished my goal. I did it. I'm a winner. You can do it. You're more than enough. Yes, you are. You are more than enough.